Josh, we read before that the Cats have officially released you. It's obviously, I dare say, a sad moment for you after 13 years and 198 games as a Cat that your time is officially up.
Yeah, mate, I guess it's just one of those things when, you know, it's not ever nice saying, getting told that you're not wanted or not needed. So it's, yeah, obviously it's something that I could kind of see the writing on the wall a little bit, obviously, with the youth policy and that's going on at Geelong. But, yeah, it's obviously... sad to leave a place you've worked at for so long, but in saying that, it's just another opportunity, I guess.
And when you say opportunity, on the back of that conversation, do you have a look now at continuing an AFL career elsewhere?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, if I was just falling apart or my form was bad or anything like that, then, you know, I'd sort of pull the pin. But the fact that I feel really good and from all reports was playing as good a footy and consistent footy as I ever had, then, you know, I sort of don't see any reason why not to throw my name out there and hopefully get an opportunity somewhere else.
Josh, Terry Wallace here. Back half the year playing VFL games, it does get frustrating, I suppose, for a player who's been a consistent member of an AFL squad for a long period of time. So did you get the sense at any stage that it was perhaps time to move on yourself just for the fact that you want to play AFL footy?
Like I mentioned earlier, I think I sort of saw the writing on the wall a little bit. Obviously, at the start of the year, Chris had come out and said that, you know, he's going to give games to young guys, and that's, you know, what we need to do if this club's going to improve going forward. So it wasn't like us older guys were unaware that we're going to miss games or we're going to spend a little bit of time in the twos. But, yeah, I guess once I got back in, I felt like I was going all right. And then to obviously find myself back in the VFL again was a little bit frustrating, I guess. But I never really... once thought about, you know, obviously leaving until towards the end of the year and obviously once the footy club had sort of told me what their plans were, that then sort of hit me as that, okay, well, obviously Geelong don't want me now. I feel like I've still got a bit to give and that's when I've sort of really put my hand up now and said that, you know, I'd like to continue somewhere else.
And you just mentioned just a couple of minutes ago that your body's feeling good. That's a real bonus. I think for your opportunity at another club, the way the game is played now, I mean, your kicking skills are going to be something that are going to be looked at very, very closely.
Yeah, obviously that's been something that has been, you know, one of my main sort of upsides, I guess, during my career is that I have been, you know, a pretty efficient sort of kick. But I think obviously being around a club that's had this sustained success and obviously having played alongside some of the greatest players that could potentially ever go down as players in the AFL and learning from some great coaches, I think I've sort of got to a lot to give on that side of things as well. So it's, yeah, obviously it'd be nice if I could sort of get back out there and you know, help another side out. But in saying that, it's you know, there's a lot of water going under the bridge at the minute, I think.
Sure, Josh. It's obviously raw. It's obviously just very, very new to you, this official news. But do you have a lead on a potential AFL club?
Not at the minute. No, it's like you said, it's all pretty raw and big green at the minute. So I've, you know, I'm just trying to process all this at the moment and wrap my head around that, and obviously not rocking up at Geelong on first day of pre-season. So I'll sort of just take it sort of day by day, and if I hear anything, then, you know, I'll speak to the people that matter and we'll discuss that going forward.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, thanks for joining us, mate. We can feel the passion in your voice and probably even just detect a little bit of hurt there too, which is very understandable after, as we said, 13 years, 198 games, a career that began in 2001 and a very, very successful one right through to the very end. And we do appreciate you just telling us where you're at right now, and we wish you the best of luck with what does lie ahead in the 4 weeks of AFL trade period.
No, I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks.